Hi guys, welcome back to another episode, episode 13, Liverpool versus Manchester United. Manchester United have won 0-0. Jane, thoughts? You're getting battered. That's what I've been hearing in the headlines. You're getting battered. 8-0, 7-0, and it's 0-0. A certain Bilal wanted to come on the app, you know. He goes, "Oh, yo, I want to come on the app. I want to chat to Jane." Now
Yeah,
he's
I'm
going to be
fucking chuffed,
silent.
mate. It's true, though, isn't it? Ever? Yeah, he's giving it the big one on that, bro. They're all giving it the big one, bro, and then they fucking come out with a nil-nil. To be honest, I didn't expect us to do anything more than play that. If we tried to play, I think I'd be way more pissed off at that. Given our form, lost to Bournemouth, lost to Bayern, so clean sheet, massive, and obviously we got a point. So take that all day long, and obviously wait for them to come to Old Trafford, and then we'll show them why. But I'm happy with that, man. I don't actually have any negatives for the game. I think obviously we've seen from our side. If we had slightly better players, probably or more in form,
I
in terms
think
of
you
like
had the best chance
confidence
in
and
the
everything of such, we
Hoyland's
probably could
chance
have
was,
grabbed the game.
and maybe
We would have nicked it,
Garnacho's, but he didn't really,
and we
you
probably
didn't
would have
really
had
take it
more
in his
chances
stride though, I
like that
don't
as
think.
well. Like you've seen the
Well,
Hoyland, Garnacho. Yeah, we did. Yeah, even
Yeah,
Garnacho's
trended well
one, and
to
I
get
think
back into
Garnacho, he position,
getting on the ball again.
I think he positioned himself well. But he opened his body up too much and allowed Trent to kind of get back. You know what I mean? But another winger, they don't allow you're in, you score that goal.
Hoyland's chance was
But
the
Garnacho opened his
one.
body up too quickly and obviously allowed Trent to kind of ease himself back in and obviously get the foot in. But I don't think. Yeah, but I think we would have had a bit more if we had a bit more quality and probably a more kind of form to us. So obviously if Liverpool play like that against Arsenal, I think obviously Arsenal much better team in terms of like quality going forward. I think there will be definitely a lot of opportunities for you to kind of get a goal, and you'll see a lot of those probably opportunities that we had that you think Arsenal probably have, maybe you score. But that is kind of like the blueprint. I think we set the blueprint there, how you play. I'm not saying you set it to the extent of literally sit that deep or, you kind of sit back. But there were loads of moments where we had the ball and we just weren't able to progress with the ball, effectively. So we didn't have the proper ball carriers, people weren't as technically good in the midfield to kind of do that job. But, someone else, like a bit more quality, someone with a bit more quality in that midfield, they would have been able to do that, and the openings would be there. And I think, the game would have probably been slightly different, if that was the case, because overall, defensively, fucking solid, man. I can't think of really a
No, I'll be
moment where
honest. I think
Liverpool.
most, because their best
I think
chances
Van
were
Dijk
headers,
hit
isn't
the
it?
bar, but
Really,
that was straight
Konate had
over
one.
Onana's head. So
Gakpo,
like,
I think.
wasn't going to go in even if it was on target because
Bro, they were having just shots from everywhere. Honest, most of them.
headers, and I think I can't really think. A lot of the shots were outside the box, and then and I think that's a standard Liverpool, right? They shoot on sight, that's their kind of policy, and then they'll come to a point where they just shoot. It's kind of like a hit and hope you've seen for the last bit anyway. You just shoot and then hopefully it pings in the box somewhere. It pings around, a couple people put blocks in, maybe deflects and then goes into the goal. And that's what it was at one point. But I think obviously for Arsenal going into that game, you kind of keep that policy that we had. You just
This
play
I don't
four
think we
back,
will do that
you have
personally,
two
but
sitting, and then you just put one advanced, and I think you've got better technical players there. And I think if you go into that game, I think if you go into that game with like
It's like
Havertz,
actually, it's not like
I think
having
you'll have a bit of a
Bruno,
problem
is
with
it?
them. You know, I think you'll get overrun in that midfield. Like you see in our midfield, it was very kind of doggedy, like physical. It was a physical midfield. It was a physical kind of midfield that we had, but out of all of them, only Kobbie Mainoo could play. And unfortunately, Kobbie Mainoo was too deep. You know, if Kobbie Mainoo was slightly bit forward, you know, like in a deep lying position, not as like a DM, you know, we would have seen more progressive balls. Like he was the only player that could actually play ball for us. And you've seen it so many times when he was on the ball, like he played that ball to Garnacho. Like, you know, he was able to skip past a couple of players. He was actually press resistant. So like when he had the ball, the Liverpool players kind of not hurry into him like as if Amrabat or Scott McTominay have the ball because they know these two are fucking technically shit. You know, they'll do some loppy touch or some shit like that and we can nab it. You know, whereas Kobbie Mainoo, if we two press this guy, you know, if he skips past us, we're two players out of the game. So you could see that, you know, when Liverpool obviously played to a plan and obviously played to a tactic, so fair play. But I think if I was
Who
Arsenal, I'd
else do we
literally
play?
just. You've got the attackers there. You've got
Well,
Odegaard there.
this
You've
is
got
what I'm saying.
Rice. It's just the Havertz
And it's not like
question.
Havertz
You
is not
know,
even on
do you play
form.
Havertz in
Havertz is
that
actually
game?
playing well. It's just whether you can handle
Who else have
Antony.
you got in that midfield?
The only plus side of having
But who you
Havertz
got on the bench?
is he's able to hold the ball. He's actually got some
Yeah, and I
physicality
think.
about him, where he can hold the ball and not
Yeah.
because he's not really. He can play up strike, but we know Jesus is going to play there. It's just Havertz can slow the game down a bit more, and he's got more IQ than the other players we got. Do you know what I mean? That's kind of what you need at Anfield sometimes.
Yeah. I think obviously fair play. Like if it's going well for you, you know,
Against
then you don't
us,
want to kind of
hundred
tinker too
percent.
much,
It's what
but
it's.
you go with that. But compared to our
Yeah,
game,
we'll leave more open
Liverpool will
gaps, but
definitely have way more open chances.
100%.
They'll have way more because you will attack more with that formation. So you'll leave gap. Yeah, you leave more gaps. It's natural, right? So,
I'll be honest.
but I think, like, if you want to play it like tactically, you know, then I
15
think
minutes,
I would probably
yep.
tinker it a bit. And then, if it's like 60 minutes into the game, you know, you know Liverpool have those bursts. So as soon as the game starts, you got to see out the first 15 minutes, yeah, because the crowd is roaring. The team coming out full guns blazing, you know, it's wave after wave, and then second half it's the same shit. 45 minutes to 60, you gotta see that out as well. If you can see that out, that's when you can play
It's
ball,
similar
you
to
know,
what you
after that.
guys
And
did.
obviously,
You guys
that
quieted the
allows your players
crowd
to
down. What,
really
15
settle
minutes?
themselves and get into
Silent.
the
I
game
was
as
thinking
well.
this is dead game.
Yeah, but yeah, they were
Even
silent, bro.
when they were singing that, "You're never
They had
welcome home,"
the
I could
new
only hear
stand
United fans,
opening and we outsung
honestly.
them in the stand. Bro, you could hear the United fans from this, like when you're watching it on Sky.
This, I mean,
Cantona song.
I was
Yeah, you could hear
impressed
the
by.
Cantona song. You could fucking hear it like
I think,
all the
is it
time,
weird
bro.
to say that
One Cantona,
having
two
no Bruno
Cantona.
helped? But I don't think. Do you think if Bruno started, I don't think
I think
Kobbie would have
again
started
in
then.
that situation,
But he loves him,
Bruno
right?
was probably the missing piece. To maybe, I think no. So I would have probably taken McTominay out, but you could see where McTominay was playing that eight, so where Bruno should be playing. If Bruno Fernandes was there, but there was one. Yeah, bro, I swear down. McTominay had the ball. You probably remember it, yeah? He had the ball, and bro, he kicked the air and he fell on the floor. And the ball didn't go anywhere, bro. He air kicked it. The ball was in front of him. Like, literally, it was nice
You were
open
ready, yeah.
passage
Take
of play.
advantage.
You know, you've got your winger, your striker, you're another winger, you've got fullbacks pouring forward now. You know, Liverpool look a bit exposed, you know, and the ball. And the ball's in that central area now. You just gotta play a pass. It's simple, you know. People are there, and he's
Manchester
fucking
United.
air kicked the ball and fallen on the floor, bro. Bro, I still remember that. I'm
Composure.
like, how the fuck can you manage that? You completely missed the ball, bro. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, if you had someone a bit more techers, you know, all those opportunities that McTominay had, you know, like someone like Bruno, he would have fucking thrived in those positions,
What do you
you know,
think of
doing all of that stuff.
Van Dijk's
But
comments?
yeah, I think it's a tough one to
Keane's
call,
going
you know,
mad,
and
isn't
I
he?
think there are like pros and cons, you know, like from Bruno as well.
He is arrogant, isn't it? After the game as well. Do you know what I
I
mean?
agree with
He's
fucking Roy Keane, man. Bro, what's the need of saying that? I think he's got a point in it. Like, yeah, fucking Van Disney, bro. Like, he's there giving it the big one on that. Like, it's true. Like,
Yeah, it's true.
bro, for many a years, you know, we used to fucking pump them every fucking fixture, and they would probably be gassed over a draw. It's true. You know, and that period was a long period, and you know, like now it's vice versa and stuff like that. So yeah, I think there was no need in it. I think he obviously got frustrated that they couldn't win, and they obviously fucked it in that sense where they could have gone top. So the frustration has come out on that premises, and obviously he's come out with those kind of comments. But you know, like I don't think there was any need, you know, for such a thing. You know, when Man City
No,
fucking
people, Etihad,
play,
yeah, everyone
you
parked the
know, like
bus, yeah.
a team, bro, Man City every game,
Yeah,
everyone parks the
it's
bus,
true.
yeah.
Yeah.
Until probably recently, people try and play a little, but prior to that, everyone parked the bus, yeah. Everyone parked the bus, bro. Even at home, man's will park the bus, you know, like when they play Man City. You know what I mean? You don't see fucking like, you know,
Well, you
Bernardo
want team
Silva
wanting to
or like
win and
fucking
this and
whoever the
that,
fuck
innit?
it is
Yeah.
come out of the game after, like, oh, these are fucking parked the ball, whatever it is, you know, they should have played or, you know, whatever it is. They don't come out with that kind of shit. You know what I mean? They know that is the play. You know, people are there, got their own styles or whatever. They're playing to the opponent. You know, now it's the opponent's job, like what Roy Keane said.
It's
It's
true. It
your
would have
job
been
to
like
break it.
7-0 like last season as
You know,
well.
that's your fault you couldn't
Yeah, it's
break it.
true. It
You know what I mean? What do you want us to do? Fucking give you fucking open chances and be like, hey, fucking score. You know what I mean? If you
that
can't
yeah, I think
fucking
that's why he
score, what
should
do
have
you want
come
me
out
to
and
do
said
about it?
that,
You know what I mean? That's your
it
fault.
was their
Your
fault they didn't
attackers weren't
score.
clear
Their
in front of
decision
us.
making was
They were
terrible.
poor in the
Their
final
shot
third,
effort,
and
whatever it was,
you couldn't get the
conversion rate,
goal.
obviously
Simple as.
zero, but everything was just woeful. Every player on the pitch as a strike, as a forward for Liverpool was terrible. Salah had a bad game. Nunes, I mean, again, he's shit, man. He's shit, man. 10 goals without a game or something. 10 goals without
Yeah,
goals and assists or wherever it is. 10 games. He's been there for 18 months, but Jane.
he is shit, man.
Do you know what I mean? He's shit. He's shit. If I guarantee, if in 1 year time, if Hoyland was on the same stats, we'd be grilling him. So I don't know why Nunes is not getting the same treatment.
He's shit. The thing is, yeah, you gotta understand as well that Nunez is what, 24 now, something like that. 24, yeah. He's coming into that peak, starting that peak era, like in terms of his footballing
Yeah,
playing.
one
Obviously,
of the
scored a
best
few
teams in the
goals to start the
league.
season, and now he's just been shit. But when you're playing for a team that's in form, it's fucking way easier to get goals, bro. You know what I mean? You know, if you put fucking, you know, you could put fucking the shittest striker in the fucking league in Man City, the guy is scoring goals. You know, he'll miss some chances because he's shit, but he will score some goals, you know, because it'll be put on a plate. Ditto if you played for probably Liverpool. Liverpool in form. Now, obviously, with United, there's obviously this notorious thing about Hoyland having the least amount of touches out of all the centre forwards, like most of the centre forwards in the league. Yeah. So that's an issue. You know, he's not getting the service. You know, and you've seen it that game as well, where I think, bro, that was
He's
when I
living off
think of
scraps.
Hoyland in that game, that's probably the only thing I think about that
Yeah,
chance.
just a chance,
I
isn't it?
can't really think of him touching the ball much. You know, nothing was coming into him. He didn't really get a header. There was nothing. You know, he just had that one. It was just that one thing. Yeah, he had. You know what I mean? Yeah, that was it. Yeah, and then obviously he missed it. But now he had countless of opportunities, you know, to shoot whatever it is, and he's had that game after game after game after game, you know. And there's certain things, bro. You know, like when you look at like Lukaku, like back in the day, or even Lukaku now, like even if Lukaku
Yeah,
is 20, there's certain things of a player like Welbeck, you know what I mean? That finishing and composure, yeah. If you don't have it when you're like 20 or like 17, 18, you're never gonna get it, bro. You just look at a man and you think, oh yeah, bro, this guy is fucking loppy, bro. That loppiness, it will live
Stoke
for him
home.
forever. You've seen it with Lukaku, yeah? You've seen it with Welbeck. Bro, I seen Welbeck when he's fucking 18, bro. He scored a banger, yeah, in some FA Cup or League Cup game. Yeah. And then
Hey, you
bro,
remember as an
this
Arsenal fan,
guy,
man?
bro, he would shoot and it would go rose. He'd be like 5 yards out, rose. Everything fucking rose, and then he'll smile, bro. I fucking remember this guy, bro.
If you
And
don't,
then
he's
he had
right. If you
zero
don't have it as a
composure.
young age, you're not.
Zero
You can't
fucking
develop that sort
composure,
of
this
thing.
guy. Lukaku the same. You know, Lukaku the same. It doesn't matter how old they get, they just can't take that element out of their game. Like when you see someone like, yeah, you see someone like, let's say for example, like
Natural, isn't it?
Greenwood, yeah, like Greenwood when he was 17, bro, you could see left foot, right foot. This guy, he's a fucking gunsman, bro. You know what I mean? He'd fucking bury it. You know what I mean? That's natural. You know, as a striker, like Darwin Núñez is of that caliber of like Lukaku and fucking that. You know that him. He doesn't have that natural finishing ability. You know, he'll score the fucking hardest fucking goal, but then he'll miss the fucking easiest one. You know,
It's
and
true.
that's what
It's
those
true.
type of
That's why I
players
don't
do, bro.
understand why
And for a
there's
big
nothing
team, it don't
like.
work. You know, you
It's
can't
weird that
function with that type of a
everyone's
striker
saying how bad,
because they cause too much
or
bad
not
than
how
good.
bad, but no one's kind of in this game. Everyone's talking about how United were so defensive and this and that, but then no Liverpool fans are actually blaming their own players. Do you know? And I've not even seen one video where they're being blamed for for Salah, Diaz, and Nunes playing shit. Oh. Sobers like he came off at half time, didn't he? He came off just after, yeah. Shit. Bro, Trent was fucking pinging it left, right, center like he's playing rugby and shit. And
Just
then trying to
after,
take him. Oh my God.
bro, he done more winks than fucking passes, bro. Yeah, Trent, another one as well. Where like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, like if you could see in the, I think there was a good period where Garnacho was having him, you know, and there were some fouls there as well which weren't given. Yeah, I think he pushed, literally like pushed him, two hands just pushed him onto the floor. But I think obviously. Someone else who's and that winger has a bit more support, like for example, like Martinelli, he has another support player next to him. You know, bro, you're cooking that guy, bro. He's getting cooked, you know, like Trent. And it's just an it's quite an easy passage, you know. He gets caught on the inside, and I think the guy who plays on the right hand side is Konate, yeah, Konate for
The
Liverpool, and
thing
Van
is,
Dijk
I
plays on
think
the left, so there's a
Ten
gap.
Hag actually
You
said,
know,
I
there's
don't
a
know if you
gap
noticed,
there
but
on
in the
that
game,
inside, and
they
then
let
obviously
Konate have the ball
you kind of just
because they know you
exploit
can't
that,
do much
and
on the
then you're
ball.
kind of in.
But you basically man mark Trent when Konate's on the ball, man mark Trent and Van Dijk, and then so you can't really. And I think Endo was DM, right? And if you mark them three, let's say you're
Yeah.
fine because they're not going to whip it over because they know you got Varane and Evans who will just head it away. Shaw again will probably beat Salah in the air. And you got Dalot as well. So I think you kind of set up quite good, you know. But I mean, to a man, I think you were calm.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like we took them to the air. You know, like if you want to play on the air, you play. And our line was good. They were offside quite a lot. Like, bro, they were offside quite a few times. You know, like they were stupid. Like offsides. You're kind of thinking, how the fuck are you offside? Like, you've had so much time to like get onside and then position yourself, and then you're offside. But I think it was a very sloppy performance, man. But I think it'll be a completely different game in Arsenal. But if they do kind of, if Liverpool do play like that again, I think it'll probably be your best chance to actually go and win it. You know, you've got a different
Is
team. You're quite strong at the moment, you know, with like the form players that you have. But
100%.
yeah, I think it's up for grabs. You know, I think. And if you
Yeah.
win it,
We want to win
you
the
know,
league.
then you
We've
kind of.
got to get something
That
from that
does
game.
help the
Or
case,
we
you know,
gotta. We
winning the
can't play
league.
like we're for
And
a
I think
draw. If we play for a draw, we'll get
you've got to go
pumped.
into the
We'll just get
mentality of
pumped.
winning that game, you know. Even if you get a point, yeah. Yeah, you got to start off with, you got to start. Yeah, you got to go in winning the game. You know, that's our
100%.
mentality. But
100%.
obviously, if, depending on the
It's similar
circumstances
to
of the
that last
game
season
and
when we were 2-0
whatever,
up
like,
and we're like, we
maybe
have to
at
win
the
this
end you
game.
think, oh yeah, you know, fuck it,
Do you know
like
what I mean?
draw,
We can't
take it, bro,
lose this,
fucking
or we
win.
can't draw this
You
from
know what I mean?
2-0 up.
Whatever. But
And then
yeah, you got to go into that game
how
knowing.
the game went, we basically got pumped in the last 15 minutes. We were lucky to come out with a draw, so we'd obviously fuck it, we'd take a draw in the circumstances of the game. But obviously, yeah, we've got to see how the game goes. But I'd last yeah, I don't know if this gives, obviously this puts more pressure on Liverpool for that game, I think, because of their performance against you guys. And I think that'll probably give them more energy to kind of get something out of the game. Because we don't, we the thing I have with Liverpool is we never really see none of their
And I think,
attackers produce something or play shit. Do you know what I mean? Usually Diaz plays shit. Salah would always get them off the hook, or vice versa. This game where everyone was shit. Everyone. Do you know what I mean? So that's why I'm worried about Arsenal now, that they could all be on song now and fucking, do you know what I mean? Do a madness, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. Any more words between before we move on to the Gunners? The Gunners. I mean, I don't think there's much to talk about. We Brighton beat us, what, last three times they visited Emirates? First time we got a win over them.
No, I don't
Yeah.
think so, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Two League Cup and two in the league. The League Cup ones, yeah. And then obviously last season we got pumped. Last season we got pumped 3-0 by
Swear.
them at home. So
Oh yeah, I remember that League Cup one.
nah, especially did they play
That
midweek?
was one.
Yeah, they played midweek, obviously. Europa League, right? So
That
yeah,
was
I mean
Brighton are not the same though.
yeah, a lot. I think the last 10 games they've
Yeah, they
won
played midweek, and obviously they got injuries
two,
and
and I
like,
think they've drawn like six or
you know, I
something.
think he's
Something
tinkered with the
weird
team
like
too
that.
much, I think.
So, did they play Ajax? Who did they play?
Like
Yeah.
for this game, like, you know, João Pedro scored the winner, scored an amazing goal in, yeah, I think they played Ajax at home, and he scored an amazing goal, probably the best player of the match by a long shot. And he benched him for this game. And it's just like, why? You know, like, he's like, you got forwards, they need
But
form.
you say
You
that,
know,
Jane, but
they
it's not
rely
like they
on
haven't
that.
got,
You
like
know,
they've got
if they're
Ferguson.
on
Do you know what I
song,
mean? It's
you
not
play
like
them
it's
for the
not like they're
next game, you
backups
keep playing them, you know, because they're on it.
in his run of
You know,
games.
you see it, you can't take them off. Yeah, I know, but then it's the same with Ferguson, right? Where like Ferguson, he keeps getting taken out. Yeah, he keeps getting taken out of games as well, and like he's not getting the run of games either. So like no one's really getting a good run of games. So you know, like you can only do that at Man City. You know what I mean? When your quality is that high, that you're gonna win it regardless. But even then, bro, like you
Harlow
see,
play.
like Pep, bro,
Yeah, it's
Haaland
true.
fucking
It's
plays every
true.
game. So he'll go to fucking Exeter away. You know, yeah, he'll play. You know what I mean? He won't. He'll play that game. You know, so like Pep knows that my striker, this guy is
Especially for a
form.
striker
You know,
or
he's
attacking players now.
confidence. Like when a striker's on confidence and he's got form, bro. Like anything they touch is like gold. You know,
Yeah.
they're passing. Yeah, bro. They shoot from
Even
anywhere. Puck
Solanke
goes
as well.
in. You know what I mean? Like we've seen it. You see it with Watkins now. Yeah, his confidence is fucking high. Yeah, like anything he touches, like it's gold at the moment. And you see it with like Solanke. Yeah, you see it with Solanke now. His form is high. You know, like his touches are great. You know, he's on it. You know, he's moving into channels.
Do you know
He's
also
getting the goals.
he
His
moves
finishing
like
is
João
top.
Pedro, who played left wing
You know,
one game.
and that's what strikers
He
need.
won't play in the same
That's
position.
all
He
like
might play
he's
two,
just
three games consecutively, but
tinkering it too much at.
he won't play the same position. So he has to learn like
Yeah,
different
and he can
instructions
play
for
like
different
Cam.
games, etc.
Yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
This season, when
I think
But I mean, Everton won four in a row without conceding
Sean
as well.
Sean Dyche has more wins than him in the league.
Yeah. They've got the best form in the league, I think. I might be. Oh, Villa, yeah.
But they're like one of the most informed teams, I think, right now.
Look at their form. Yeah, look, they've lost. They've won 4 out of 5.
I think Villa, but...
And Villa, yeah, but Villa's only better. Might be second. Villa, the only team. Yeah, I think. Everton are second on the form table. And they've got a 10-point deduction, you know.
That's mad.
Oh, my days. They would be ahead of Brighton.
That's mad. Yeah, look, bro. That's
next level.
De Zerbi's got 7 wins.
Oh, yeah.
And then this guy's got 8.
For what he does, isn't it?
He's done a job, man. Dyche is quality, bro. Like, you gotta rate him, man. Like, come
on. But on a budget,
yeah, he has like no resource. Like Burnley, bro. How many years did he keep that shitty? And he got them.
Did you get them to Europa League? Qualifying rounds. He got them. Yeah, but still, qualifying rounds.
They were there for like 6 years, bro.
Yeah. Come on. He was
one season.
Banking on like Chris Wood and Barnes.
Like, budget was like 500k.
You're Tarkowski? Oh, yeah.
And then now, like, Everton, obviously, he's an ex-Evertonian. Everton player.
Considering a lot of people thinking Everton could go down, isn't
you know,
it?
A bit
I mean, obviously, away from the team.
You know, like, the team. And, yeah, he's doing a fucking amazing job, bro. Like, fair play.
He's got a chance, isn't it?
I think... When you've always got him in charge.
He knows how to pick up points where they don't, you don't think net. They can,
you know what I mean?
Potentially get something.
He knows. He knows how to shut up shop.
Mm. Well, they got 4 in a row now.
With a clean sheet.
What?
It's just, with Dyche, it's always clean sheets. You know, he has that thing.
It's common sense, but it works.
Saying, isn't it? Like, score, get the ball in that net. Don't let it go in that net. Someone asked him, like, how do you...
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But he just views it in a simplicity format, you know, where fucking don't concede. That's number one. Yeah? Then we'll focus about the goals. I mean, keep it solid at the fucking back. But if we're leaking at the back,
yeah,
it doesn't matter how many goals you score up top. You know, the back is always going to cause you the problem. Because there's going to come games where like you're going to get outscored.
They're doing bits, man.
You might not be able to score.
You can't fault what they've been doing.
You know what I mean?
Considering the 10-point deduction.
Sheets,
if they didn't have 10-point deduction, massive, they would be in...
Those are fucking like, gold.
They'd be ahead of Brighton in 9th. Yeah, in 9th. He is so good, you know. United were linked to him, were they not?
But I'd take Onana on that team all day long. Yeah, and then nothing really happened from it, but I think
is it for the FFP
rumors might reappear in Jan.
See, but the thing is,
I'm hearing that they have to sell.
Yeah. He's going to be worth the most.
They have to sell a player. Yeah,
team. I would say.
Yeah, because of this FFP.
Do you know what I mean? I don't think anyone else would. Maybe Pickford, but
value.
Again, I don't think Pickford would be worth more than Onana.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
he's incredible. Do you know what? If I look at that midfield, he's a Sean Dyche midfield. You know, Onana and Doucouré. Oh my goodness!
To our team.
Yeah, James Garner as well. Quality.
That's what we need.
Is he a United player? Former United.
That's
player.
What we need. Yeah.
Keeps it moving.
And then he's got like James Garner in there, who's like, he can play ball. You know what I mean? He's like nice. Yeah. He's just nice, techie. You know, like, basically like how Carrick used to play. Simple.
He got legs on him. Yeah.
Nothing too complicated. Short passes, you know, like, and then that's it. Don't lose possession. And he can cover the back as well. You know, very positionally aware, you know, in terms of how to position himself. Like, for example, if my wing back's gone forward, you know, I'll be here. You know, yeah, he,
second
very,
striker,
like,
kind of
cam
CM
IQ
anywhere
in
in
so yeah,
spine.
that midfield is fucking perfect. And you've got Decore playing like a Fellaini type of role. He's playing that. Yeah. So it's literally
I think
a great team.
Do they need a
right
back? I mean, they got Patterson, who's still
he
young.
He adds a few more players into that.
He's still
maybe
a good player,
like,
yeah, don't,
good
but I think Coleman, I don't think you can rely on Coleman.
Adds a bit more depth
anymore
into that team.
Great Premier League player, but...
I think Patterson's great. I think...
Well, they just signed Beto,
yeah,
isn't it?
Coleman. Yeah,
Beto,
I agree.
Yeah, Portuguese from
I think
Portugal,
they definitely
think.
Need like another striker as well. Like,
but
cause
again,
he's
all right. He's a
horrendous.
Bit, he's a bit gangly. That's what I like
oh,
to
they
say.
Signed this guy, yeah.
As well. But if he is for me. But actually, I'll be impressed with Dwight McNeil. You know, I've always liked him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Burnley.
If
yeah.
He's a dicey
he's been,
player, it works.
But you know what? He's at Burnley. He was that cute. You know, he was that non-Dutch player, isn't
he? He's always been. He's
he
been,
was that
he's
guy.
Been
he
quite good
of,
at Burnley, though. He's always that guy. It's good to see.
Yeah, quality on the ball, quality on the ball.
Yeah. But you still got those like amazing crosses, you know, like that. And that's what. That's
nah,
what,
nah, nah. Even
that's
look at
Everton needs.
Who's on the other side? Who's the other
service.
Guy? Jack Harrison.
Yeah,
is it Jack Harrison?
Great crosses.
Yeah.
Because the team,
good
the team's
players,
a unit, bro. It's not a small team.
Excellent. Leeds, man, as well. See, Academy.
Yeah. Excellent. City boy.
They signed him up, innit, for 20.
Yeah, he went to Leeds.
I don't know how he got to Everton
Academy.
From
Arsenal. So when he was at Leeds. I think when he was at Leeds, he was on loan, and then
because we were talking about Arsenal, but I don't know how we got to Everton.
Yeah, and then they signed him. Yeah, signed
I
him.
Think we're talking. To be fair, we were talking about informed teams as well, but
who?
I don't think there is much to talk about Arsenal, really. Standard
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's free flow.
Standard stuff. Let's move on, man. Let's
free
move
flow,
on.
Isn't it?
What about the? What about? Do you want to talk about City or Villa? It's
know,
because do you know what can celebrate in front of the fans, didn't he?
Oh, in Villa, like
in front of the Brentford fans.
They went
after he scored.
There was a bit of controversy in that
looking
game,
at
wasn't
them,
there?
Stared at them in the face. So obviously Brentford fans didn't like it. Brentford players didn't like it.
Yeah.
So it got a bit heated after that. I can't remember the stats, but before the 72nd minute, there were no yellow cards. At the end of the game, there were 14 or 10 or something. Was there one before?
Nah, I think there was one.
Yeah, Ben Mee, I think it was.
They're not
Ben
yeah,
Mee.
I think they were. Nah,
what yellow? I got red. No, did
oh,
you get red?
So the 72nd minute was a red card.
You got straight
right?
red, yeah. Sorry, you're right. Yeah, yeah. So before the 72nd minute, there was
yeah,
one.
Got shit red, yeah.
There was one. Yeah. Norgaard got a yellow card. Then after that, there
think,
were about.
Was it?
There were like 9,
it,
10.
Who's that midfielder?
Next level.
Is that midfielder?
Next level.
That's it. Norgaard, yeah.
Especially at home.
Yeah, that's the standard, isn't it? Because it's just chaos. Because Brentford are
why do you hate
a
that,
bit
dude?
Of a righty
why?
Team as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's all right, you know.
Right
I
well,
have
bro.
No problem with him. What's his name?
I fucking hate
Thomas
that,
Frank.
So much
I have no problem with Thomas Frank. I think that he sets the teams up quite good.
He just chats beer shit, bro.
You don't rate him?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
effective,
rat.
Yeah. I'd say effective, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
That, I think they play a good style of football.
Yeah, that's
wrong.
The best.
Like, not a good style. They play a style that works for them. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Three back.
It's like a more expansive Sean Dyche. I think I wouldn't even say it's more expansive, bro. I say it's
I
more
think he knows how to get the best out of
because
his
because he plays like
group.
A three back.
That he has,
yeah,
that's
with like wing
is.
Backs and stuff like
that's
that, and then he plays like.
So I'm in Villa, man.
You know, strikers up top.
Most informed team.
Two
they're currently what? Two? Is it 2 points behind Arsenal? 1 point, sorry, Bayern. They could be potentially top, can't they? If obviously, if they win and then we draw, they're top of the table at Christmas.
One.
Man, that's crazy, isn't it? That's crazy, man. Look at what Emery's done.
Yeah, if you lot draw against Liverpool and they win, they'll be top.
Nah. I mean,
which could happen all day long.
They should light work. It is. It should be light work.
As in, that outcome is not one that's like you flip up. Because they got Sheffield United at home.
Terrible, man.
Easy.
So shit, bro.
Light work. That'll be light
work. Bro, they're -31 goal difference.
Like Sheffield United are fucking shit. Yeah. I think they've scored like.
People don't finish tonight. I've never even seen -31. So they're on route to get -16.
They got their legs open, basically. Four or something. Game. Yeah. They're like this.
What the fuck? Nah, that's never. I'm surely that's never happened. -64. Or something. I've never. Yeah, I can remember seeing probably 20s and that. They were fighting on scraps in the first game of the season because they sold the best players. They're going to go downhill from
there. They just got the legs.
Now they changed their manager to Chris Wilder. We'll see how it goes on. But
you know, like they.
In general, these are the three. I mean, I would actually take Luton out of there because I actually rate Luton now. But
it's a shit.
Burnley and
Sheffield
United have been the shittest upcoming teams.
Like, you don't really see
so long, maybe ever.
I rate Luton as well. You know,
Sheffield.
Yeah, I think I'm more. I think I'd say Burnley have probably been shitter than Luton.
No,
because
but
Luton
Burnley's
actually have a Sheffield United. Sheffield United actually have a shit team. Yeah, if you look at it in terms of quality and face value, it's actually quite shit.
I don't know any of them, man. I didn't know the goalkeeper, Trafford. I don't know any of them.
Nah,
they've spent
a lot of fucking money, bro.
Colioso or something.
Spent
he's
way
a bit of a
more
tricky
money.
Winger.
They have, bro.
Because they're more young players. Honestly, I don't know any of them, man. They just, I don't even know. Go on. How much?
Bro, look at this. Look at this. Yeah.
Is that the other Ramsey's brother? Then? I'm guessing.
So they bought
Aaron
Ramsey, 15 million.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I don't know if he's a brother or whatever. 15 million, yeah. And then they bought some fucking Hans Delacroix from Anderlecht, 3 million. Troyes, Wilson, Odebart, 10 million. Then they bought Sanderberg,
that's the goalkeeper, that's
about 12 million from Sheffield United. Bro, they spent fucking peas, bro. Some fucking Man City, James Trafford, 15 million, Basel, Amdouni Zeki, 17 million. They bought some guy from Bayern Modern Gladbach, Jordan Bayer.
Yeah, but look at these. Look at the blank.
Dara O'Shea.
Who are they buying? They're not in Prem.
Million.
None of these men have played in the Prem.
They spent a good 90 to 100 million there. But that's what I'm saying. That's the point. Like, that's what
and
I'm
they
saying.
Lost their best players because they
lost
that.
If you spent 100 fucking million, you get the same points as fucking Sheffield United. Sheffield United's team is fucking shit. Like, it is shit.
I agree with you, but we're battling
and
over Dye, shit.
Obviously, Sanderberg they lost as well. Like, it's a fucking shit team. Like. But Burnley, man, with the amount of money you spend, bro, I would sack him. I would sack company.
Luton should arguably
I'm there saying,
be...
like, bro, you spent fucking 100 million.
They've actually been unlucky
fucking
in most
Luton
games.
Probably
in
spent
Luton.
About 500k. Because they fucking a point above you, bro.
Obviously, shout out to, is it Tommy Lockyer? He obviously, I don't know what the correct... What's
going on with
kind of
their
collapse,
game?
Isn't it, on the pitch? Yeah. Do you know how Mattis Boy is in the he had the same incident happened to him in the playoff final, didn't
I think he had
it?
a
Yeah. So
cardiac arrest.
yeah, so it's a bit fucked up, isn't it? So hopefully he's all good, man. But I've heard they postponed the
Oh,
game.
sir.
Well, the game's
It's
been postponed,
not
but
like an
obviously
isolated thing.
they're gonna have to find some time to kind of replay it. That's a good question, because I normally when games are postponed, obviously they hasn't started, always just
So
it's nil nil, isn't it?
does it carry on
No,
at
so I've
1-1,
it can't
or
start
do
from
they play
one
the
one.
whole game again?
But 90 minutes to 1-1. Nah, because then you're asking Mans
I
to
would.
flipping pay come. You're asking fans.
No, as in whatever minute you stopped it, ain't it?
Yeah, but you have to travel from Luton to
It's free, innit? All the guys that obviously,
where do
yeah,
they
for them,
play?
they're not going to make them pay again.
Bournemouth.
I doubt it.
It's not an easy trip, Jane. You're gonna fund their fuel, yeah, for them to watch a 50-minute game. They might watch a 50-minute game. I don't know. I'm sure they'll find a way of the way of.
Yeah, these,
Oh, it's come
you
up
know,
as
what can you do given
suspended,
the
so it's not being
circumstance?
postponed. I don't know then. That's okay. Does that mean they give it as a draw?
I heard it was abandoned. It was deemed abandoned.
65 minutes, Jane, they
So
played.
obviously, if it's
65
abandoned, that
minutes.
means
That's a long time. Sorry, I thought
no.
this
So
happened in the
they will
first
play it
half. Okay,
again.
so 65 minutes. Oh, yeah, then I guess it's a bit more
Yeah, I
difficult
know.
to
That's what I'm
kind
saying.
of judge.
No. That's what I'm saying. Because then, obviously, like for example, like Luton's
Do you
perspective,
think both, if
they've
they
only
said, oh,
got
we'll
like
just take a
25 minutes
point
left of
for,
a
I don't
game.
think each team would want to take a
They might
point, do
think that,
they?
yeah,
Because
we
it's
can go
not
on and win it or
100%,
hold up or draw.
yeah, 100%. But I think considering Bournemouth's kind of.
I think Luton would be happy with the point.
Bournemouth got the same form as Villa,
I don't think Bournemouth.
which is
Yeah, they're on
crazy.
really good form. I think they probably think they could probably go on and win it.
Four wins out of five with a draw, which is the same as what Villa have. Four wins out of five.
They are
That's
probably one of the best in
incredible.
form, yeah.
And considering they're still well, they're 14th. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We'll see what they do, and then obviously we'll find out in the next couple of days because the next game week starts on Thursday. Brighton got a game on
Crazy.
Thursday. So, I don't know, we should hear about that before. So, I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out. City, 2-0 up. Drew 2-2 with last minute penalty from Olise. I think he's a baller, but Roy Hodgson smiling at Pep after as well. That was a good image, man. I don't know, man. What's going on with City, man? Just before their Club World Cup journey as well.
Well, I think it's just normal, man. I think when you're at such a peak, you can't sustain that peak.
Oh,
You know
are
what I
we,
mean?
Jane?
For
Because
such a long period of
they've
time.
lost
They
three
won
of
the
their most
treble. Like
influential players, arguably.
people are over
Their
looking
replacements
into it too
haven't been
much. I mean, let's
great.
put it that way. They had no Haaland.
Like, are we looking too much into it, or
They
is it
haven't
just
had
they've
Haaland.
actually been shit?
I think we are looking too much into it. Like, give it to after, kill a couple of players back, get a bit of form, and you'll see the City start rolling through. I'm not saying they're going to win the league, but like, how can you fucking maintain the level of what they've sustained for like 5 years, 6 years, whatever they have? You're going to see a drop off. So it's not that
Like
deep.
the eighth or
You get what I'm
something,
saying?
basically.
the drop off that they're having. It's your people are going on like they've had like
Ten
they're
points, yeah,
fucking
man.
like
With a couple of games in
yeah
hand, but
they're
still
like
10 game,
10
ten
points off
points
the
is a lot
top.
of points.
They're 5 points off. We've seen them last year come back from a 10-point. 10 points they were off. They were 10 points off, so seen them come back 10 points. Haaland's out. Big player for them, obviously 50 goals. 50 goals for any team. Mate, that's your big player. So let's see what they kind of come back with, And sometimes when things are probably going a bit too easy, because they've won the treble, like they're probably just taking a foot off the gas a bit, like the players, and that now obviously they've got something to achieve, so they've got to do the comeback or the kind of impossible. So this is where maybe that elite level of athletes kind of mentality kicks in, where they kind of go into that
Nah, 27, I
gear
think
three,
I've
gear
heard.
four, gear five. They
So
start
what,
really
10
upping
days or
it
something is the
from
next
maybe,
Premier League game.
I think
So I don't know
when
if
they're
they miss
back in
one or
Jan,
two. I think
because
they miss
they got
two.
the
It's something along those
just before,
lines. One or
so the
two Premier
Boxing
League
Day thing.
games before they play their next. So, I mean, the thing with City, you can never write them off in it. That's the plus point thing, rather.
Yeah. You can never write them off. They've got the players, obviously, like Doku's killing it. So I ain't got a problem with Doku.
What
Matheus
about Guardiola
Nunes
then?
has not been given enough game time. Kovacic, again, not been given enough game time. But we'll see those guys come in. Like, Kvaratskhelia, I don't think he's been great. He's been quite shit. But he's playing this position where he's probably never played it before. He's only like 21, something like that. So give him time. I don't think it's, again, it's not an issue. I think the
And
bigger
he's playing the
problem is
same
Ruben
position
Dias.
in the middle.
He's been shit. Everyone's talking about Kvaratskhelia, but fucking Dias has been in that team for some time now, and he's been absolute dog shit. Yeah, he's been playing the same position, he's been in the team, and he has been dog shit. That's more of a concern for me. Not a new player, because that happens. That's fine. You still got to get into the team. But when you
You
have an
make a fair
existing
point because
player, probably
Stones has
one of
been
your
out.
main players of the
He's
team,
been a
he's not
bit hit
playing
and
well.
miss in terms of
That's my
his
concern. And I think
availability this
he's one
season.
of the reasons why they are
Obviously, it
conceding a
kind
lot
of
of
shows
goals at
with
the back.
their system, obviously, with Stones going
And
into midfield and stuff. He's the only one that can really do it because Akanji tried to do it, but he doesn't do it that well in it, really. And obviously, Rodri's been. I mean, Rodri's weird because he's just been stupidly suspended. It's not even been injuries. If he's not
Not the
suspended,
same,
because
is it?
did they lose all games? I can't remember if they lost all the games or they've basically dropped points anyway when he's not played. And when he plays, so obviously those three games, if he don't get sent off, let's say they pick up 5 points, they're basically level on points, I
Yeah,
think,
they're
with
unbeaten. I
Arsenal
think they're
Villa. So
undefeated when he plays.
basically. But they've been they Nunes
They've
has
got
been
enough
whack
players. They've
though.
got enough quality in that team to cover it. You've got
But even in games he started,
Kovacic.
like
You've got
again, like he played
Matheus
against
Nunes. These are guys that.
Wolves when obviously Rodri got injured.
Yeah, but
Oh, sorry,
he's
Rodri was
comes on for like
suspended.
10 minutes.
It was terrible. Now obviously now they lost. 2-1 they lost 2-1. Yeah, early on the season, yeah, Rodri's first game that he missed. Kovacic again.
Did they win?
He played. I don't know if Nunes plays that game, but against
Oh yeah, that was
Arsenal,
earlier in the season, yeah.
when Rodri obviously was suspended anyway during that time, Kovacic arguably could have got sent off. Didn't have a great game again. Obviously lost that game. I think they need to find not a replacement for Rodri. Another, you know what I mean? I mean, it's funny because Calvin Phillips hasn't even got game time throughout this period, didn't he? That's what I mean. That's one player Pep don't rate. Even though he came on, I think he played the last Champions League game, didn't he? And he scored, funny enough.
He's shit. He's just an English, like, homegrown quota player. That's the only reason they've signed him. Like he's never been like a Pep Guardiola style of player. You know, like he's too
Nah,
doesn't have the technical ability
I think
for
they
it.
need to get him.
But he's just like literally there for the homegrown quota.
But imagine if
That's
they
it.
got Rice. A
But
lot of people are saying,
don't be
imagine if they
surprised if
did
they
get
get rid of
Rice.
him.
But it'd be game over, honestly.
And
Because we
then
wouldn't be
bring in
where we
another
were if we
Englishman
didn't have
or
Rice.
homegrown player.
Bro, if anybody, I don't know who the hell we would have got. If I could pick one person that
Who
wasn't
would you
Rice,
have
though,
got
who would
if you
we
didn't get
get?
Rice?
Who's the best? Who's a great DM? It's hard, man. Not even know. That's Sangori. I like Sangori, but obviously, where do you go, Forest? Sangori. Nah, we weren't gonna go. People will probably say, but again, we spent 105 million on
Yeah.
Rice, right? We would have probably spread it
Forest,
out a bit
yeah.
more
Obviously,
evenly.
Caicedo
Because
was over
Sangori
down
would
at
have cost
Chelsea
about
and you're not
30, let's
there.
say. Yeah, but we wouldn't have spent. Caicedo cost more than Rice, which is mad.
Yeah, but Caicedo cost a lot of money as well,
But
no?
yeah, I mean, if we're talking that, if we're talking like 10 million after 100, it's not really much, is it?
Yeah.
It's not really much. So
I think it was about the same actually, about 100 or something.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're offering someone an 8-year contract or something
So I think
ridiculous,
he was quite set on
guaranteed money,
Chelsea money. Like,
why wouldn't you take
I
in
think Chelsea still got that money,
200?
you know,
Yeah,
that
easily. Easily.
pull.
I mean, in Arsenal's offering you what?
Must be on like what 250, I think. Yeah,
Yeah.
maybe more. You know,
Why
if
would
you're
you
getting
spend so much money on me if you're
if
not going to
someone's
give me the
buying you for
wage that
100
goes with it?
mil,
It doesn't make any sense.
you know, you're gonna
So, and
ask
we
for the
tried, to be
salary.
fair, we tried to get Caicedo in January. Obviously, he wanted Arsenal then. So,
Exactly. But that was more. But that was more so like Chelsea wanted him,
Yeah, so obviously we tried to see if
and
we can get
then
someone replacement
you guys
quick
just
time.
randomly went for him because I
That's
feel
one
like
person I actually think we'll leave, in
I
Jan.
think the whole party thing popped
His
off,
party.
you know, with like his rape.
Do you know what maddest part is? Saudi are like,
Yeah.
yeah, we'll come get him, yeah? For 7 million.
Party.
What do you mean? What's wrong with these men are spending money, yeah? Left, right, center. They're offering peanuts.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, the baggage I understand, but we probably get Turkey would probably give us a bit more than that.
Yeah, but like,
No one wants
look
this
at
guy's true.
the
We need to
baggage.
get rid of his wages on next level. That's a good point.
Nah, bro,
Yeah, he's on the
Turkey don't
he
want this
must be
guy. No one
upwards of
wants this
150
guy, bro.
plus.
He's probably
But oh no,
banned like in
easily
certain
he
countries
might
and
be.
stuff. And yeah, his
But
wages
again,
are
that's the
high,
problem.
no?
That's one that baggage you have to get rid of ASAP. And he can't play. He can't be fit.
Nah,
He's
bro,
amazing when he plays,
200
but he
plus,
can't.
easy.
We need to. Again, we can bring someone else in, but again, we just got to get rid of him first.
Yeah.
Because everyone's still
Yeah.
asking.
You have to get rid of him. Yeah, I think you get rid of him. I agree. I think you need to resolve
It's
that
true.
ASAP.
It's
Like, that
true.
needs to be done.
Yeah, I don't
Like,
think there is
forget
anything else
Ivan
to really
Toney.
to
Like,
get
you need to
priority
sort
wise.
that
We got
out,
to get
bro,
rid of him
because
first,
he's useless. Like, he's there's
and
no
then
point
get
having
Tony.
him
I
in the
mean,
squad.
Tony's already been. I think we spoke about it in the last episode, didn't we, about Tony being linked to Arsenal, and rightly so. But again, we've
Yeah.
been linked to so many months. We need to make sure we get it done, rather than it
Yeah.
actually being just the rumors. Dirty, man. Oh, what a goal.
And I
What an
think,
assist, sorry.
well, I think he was
Yeah,
mentioned
this is what I
Osimhen
mean.
was he as
Why
well?
would
Assist,
you,
sorry.
why wouldn't you want to wait for someone like Osimhen?
Disgusting. He is quality, man. I think striking can get away with it. You know,
If we don't
if you're
get
gonna
if we
get
don't go
like
Tony first.
the thing is, if you're not
Yeah,
gonna
well.
in the summer, you have to then go full guns blazing for Osimhen. You have to throw all your eggs at it. You know what I mean?
You
Yeah,
better
like
make
you're not
sure you
gonna
get
go
fucking
if you're
Osimhen
gonna
then.
say, look, I'm not gonna sign Tony.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go
Italian
Osimhen in the
of
summer.
peanuts and
Yeah,
this and
so fuck
that.
it. I'm not gonna
Come.
go in for Tony now. But then when the summer comes,
This is the
that's what I'm
problem.
saying.
Chelsea can
You
offer
have to
stupid
fucking make
wage
sure
here, and
you
that's what
fucking get.
lures players to that club
Because
now.
I'm sure Chelsea are going to be there again. Stupid wage, they've got money, the finance is no problem. They're like Saudi backed, you know, so like
Do you if we
they'll
try and get
never have
Osman
an
in the
issue
summer, do you
when
think
it
you'll
comes
go for
to
Tony then?
funding transfers. You know, hence why you've seen like loads of
Because
their
I think
players go to Saudi.
you need a striker again.
Yeah,
You know,
so
you need another one. Martial's going, isn't it? Yeah, to get some funds in, isn't it?
I don't think we'll go for. Yeah, we definitely need a striker because Martial shit. Yeah, they're gonna try to get rid of him in Jan. They will because they can try to get some money. Yeah. But I'd rather. I
You
don't want
mentioned
like
that. What about
like
like
a Tony
Atru
and
on his
stuff. Like he
attributes,
brings
just
too much
based on his
baggage
attributes
with him.
then? Is that someone you need
You know what
like
I mean?
that?
Like I feel like he's gonna cause more issues in our squad than anything. So and right now we're trying to clear the shit. Yeah, attributes, quality player. Quality player. That's the type of striker we
Yeah,
need, you
there's
know.
no point in bringing
But
another one in. Yeah, I hear
it's
it.
too much baggage
I
with him.
hear it.
And I feel with what's going on in our squad right now, we're trying to clean that shit. We don't want to add another guy. You know what I
I'm
mean?
not too sure. I'm not.
Yeah. And I think there's
Who's
Stu's
the
got a striker
Leverkusen
that
striker?
Sohu
He's on fire, man.
Guirassy.
No, Boniface.
I think he's
Boniface. He's on fire. He's a beast. Again, he could.
what works. Oh yeah, Boniface.
He's 27.
But I think this guy,
He looks
like,
young.
he's
I thought he was
killing it in
younger
the
than that.
Bundesliga. He's 27,
Oh,
but
I'm on
he's a
about
pressing
Boniface. Sorry, who are
forward. Like
you?
he's advanced. He's a
Okay,
gunsman.
yeah.
Like you can get him for cheap, like this guy. And I think who are you on about? No, I'm on about the Guirassy, and we've been linked with him quite heavily recently. So I wouldn't mind him. He's a no name. So like, you know what I mean? Like that's the type of players that we need now. We don't need names. We need no names. You know, like Mandela, like who the fuck is this guy, bro? You know what I mean? That's the type of players that we want. That's the type of players that we need. You know, they will fight for their position. You know, they'll show that energy and all that kind of stuff. They'll come in for low salary. The fee won't be that much. But he's ripping it in the league. You know, Bundesliga is 27, so he's at that peak age. And I don't mind having him as like a backup player because whoever you sign, you need to have them as like a peak player, as slightly a backup as well. Because like Hoyland is the project,
And you
you know,
spend the
like
most money on him. You can
he is
get a
the
good
one
10
that
years
you're
out of
gonna
him.
give the time, the game time, you know, the effort, whatever you want to say. Because he's 20 years old, he's got a whole project. Spent a lot of money, he's got a lot of talent. He's got a lot of talent there as well. Raw. You know, he just needs a few things, you know, to kind of get going. And then, you know, you probably looking like, yeah, fair play, you know, we give him
Just
time.
kind of, yeah, just do a
He's kind
job
of repaid it.
when called upon,
So you
basically,
need
you know.
someone like, yeah, I think 27, that age mold to come in and obviously just do the job. That's it, you know, and then he is, I think, at the moment one of like Europe's in-form strikers. So like, I've seen him play, he looks good, you know, he's got energy, technically good. That's one key thing, you know, are you technically good? Can you hold up the ball? Can you pass? You know, all that
What,
kind
are
of
you looking
stuff.
to sign him in Jan then? Or you mean
I'd
summer
take him from
transfer window?
Stuttgart, bro. They're not gonna ask for much money at
Oh,
Stuttgart.
is
So
he?
if that
Okay.
was me, I'd be all over that.
Oh, so the plan would be obviously get Martial out, bring him in.
No, I think it's looking like a Jan thing. So I think they're looking to bring him in ASAP. Yeah, and I think they're looking. So it's him and a centre back. I think those are the two key ones. So from what I'm looking, we don't sign anyone. We never sign anyone in Jan. we only get loans, and that's only as of recent time. And I think these two
Okay.
might be our first
Watch this space then, Vina.
proper
You don't need a
permanent
centre back. You do need a
signing.
centre back
So,
because
well, sorry, I don't know
you
if he's
can't
centre
rely
back
on
yet, but they're
Evans for
definitely
too
looking
many
for a
games
centre
this
back as
season. I
well.
mean, he'll come in and do a job, but yeah, he's been quality, but again. Yeah, that's why there's some silence there,
Everything's
Jim.
been quality.
No one agrees. Yeah? You ain't
Probably
got
one of the
nothing
best
on
centre backs
Gabriel
in the
or
league.
Saliba. No, on form, he's definitely for based on what his expectations were, he's never done anything wrong. Yeah,
No,
he
for
has done nothing
Evans, I'll
wrong,
put him up
honestly.
there, though. To be honest, every game I've seen him
He's
play,
on, yeah. But he shows his
he's done
IQ, innit? His
nothing
IQ
wrong, bro.
level of the
Like,
game
I
and
would think,
just
like, yo, this
position,
guy's
yeah.
36. Bro, just some guy just kicks the ball ahead of him, yeah? He's gone. You know, he's blitzed. But he fucking. Yeah, he's positioning. His positioning and stuff, yeah, is amazing, bro. It's like, you know, like the John Terrys and like Rios
Nah,
towards
he's
the
been
end of their
solid.
career.
And it was
Didn't
shown
have the
against when he went
pace,
to
but they
Anfield.
know how to position themselves, you know, to make
Oh,
sure they're not
yeah,
getting done
that's
for
one guy you gotta
pace.
give him.
But yeah, I think he's been fucking fabulous, you know, and
Yeah,
I would definitely get
that's
rid of
true.
Lindelof. You know, like if Jan comes and you're like, look, one in, one out, fucking tell Lindelof fuck off as well. Yeah, bring another centre back.
Who are you bringing in it?
And then I
And you
think
still got
that
Shaw then who can
back
still play
gets
there
way more
sometimes,
solidified,
if
you know,
need
because
be
you've
in it.
got then
All
Martinez,
right.
Varane,
Before we go, Jay,
Evans, Maguire, and then
Varane.
your whoever the other
They
guy
might
is.
he's looking to trigger an
Yeah,
extension, isn't
exactly.
it? Well, he's hoping to trigger
Yeah,
an extension
exactly.
in his contract. What is he? Is it more on a performance? Is it performance based? Is it just? Obviously, you need him to stay, man. If he's putting performances like that at Anfield.
I don't know. That's all rumors. I don't know what the truth is in that, but I don't know. You know, I don't really know what's going on. But I don't think he's.
Making
No,
anything
I
up
don't
on
think there
it.
was ever any dispute of him leaving. You know, I think there's all rumors like Standard and like bullshit FC, bro. You know, like media just bandwagon on like Standard random shit. Yeah, just make random shit up. So I don't think there was ever any concern about him leaving.
Three years, I
But
think.
just the trigger of the trigger, you know, doesn't make really much of a difference. I don't think he, when he came in, I don't think it was that long of a contract anyway. So I think it was
What's he? How old is
three or
he? Like
four year. So I think he's
31?
probably contract comes up next
Oh,
year.
he's still got a few years in him. Especially if you're playing someone like Evans,
Not
man, you
next
can
year, the
learn.
year after, sorry. So 2025, I think.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. Because someone like Varane is, that's
Yeah, I think
marketing right there, isn't
31.
it, for them? So,
Yeah, like
100%.
you
Oh,
trigger it,
God.
you can get some good
That's
money
what
from
they're doing
Saudi.
in. That's what you're doing in AFM, innit? That's what you're looking at dollar bills, man.
Yeah, it's a good 100 million Saudi.
Hey, Casemiro, man. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes in the summer.
You got Casemiro.
If you get someone in.
Casemiro there. Casemiro, that's another 100 mil there. Yeah, that's one I wouldn't be surprised for, Casemiro, if he goes in the summer. And that's purely because I think he is probably
Yeah.
just at that stage in his career now where
No,
he's
no, no.
probably like, you know what, fuck it, man. Can't be arsed. This is too much on my body. Like, I'm just gonna go and chill, you know, earn my money and that's it. And there's nothing wrong in that. He's from what, especially what he's achieved.
Rare breed, Thiago Silva,
And
innit?
you've seen it, you know, these Brazilians, they don't tend to go past like 30, you know, apart from like Thiago Silva, but the rest.
They like to do that. They like to have joy
Yeah,
in it
you know
when
what I
they
mean?
play.
Brazilians,
You can
when it
see
comes down to it,
Ronaldinho's,
they seem to have
Neymar's,
very kind of
all of them.
short
All right.
career span.
We'll leave it there, Jane. We'll leave it there for another episode of the Tacticos. Make sure you like. Go follow our Instagram page. Give us a 5-star rating on all our platforms and audio platforms as well. And we'll catch you on the next one.